You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A little more than half of Wisconsin students who took the state's main standardized test last spring met or exceeded grade level expectations in English, language, arts, and math. But it's hard to compare the results of last year's forward exam because the Department of Public Instruction changed the scoring system. Water systems nationwide will have to get rid of their lead pipes. That's after President Biden's announcement yesterday in Milwaukee. Stuart J. Waddles was there.
Biden used his trip to Milwaukee to issue a new deadline for cities to replace those lead water pipes.
I'm announcing a new rule written into law from the Environmental Protection Agency that requires water systems across America replace lead pipe service in every single one in America within 10 years.
Milwaukee has the fifth highest concentration of lead pipes in the country. With the president in Milwaukee, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is claiming FEMA is running out of money, but the Federal Emergency Agency says it's not true. Hovde goes on to claim in a social media post that money for Hurricane Helene relief is being diverted to illegal immigrants. FEMA says that's not the case either and is asking people to stop sharing the video. Young adults are registered to vote like never before. Vote.org reports signing up a record 800,000 new voters under the age of 35. Registration is especially high in states with abortion restrictions, like Wisconsin.
In spite of all that kind of dysfunction, they're being compelled to vote by a lot of issues they've also grown up around. This is the generation that grew up with mass shootings in schools.
John Marcus reports on higher education for the Heschinger Report. Blame supply and demand for higher egg prices. University of Wisconsin economist Andrew Stevens says this year's bird flu outbreak meant a lot of laying hens had to be euthanized, and it takes about 6 months to replace them. Stevens points out it's also the time of year when more people start baking again, which brings up demand. The Milwaukee Brewers will be on TV next year, but they won't be on Bally Sports Network. Major League Baseball says it will produce and distribute all non-nationally televised games for the Brewers. Bally's owner is in bankruptcy. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The city of Eau Claire is sharing information on absentee voting requirements ahead of the November election. According to a notice from the city, voters who wish to use an absentee ballot must submit the request by October 31st at 5 p.m. The request must include your voting address, your signature, and a copy of your photo identification. Anyone who requests an absentee ballot must already be registered to vote. The notice also states that in-person absentee voting will start on October 22nd and end on November 1st. Fall Creek has received millions of dollars in grant funding to help them achieve their goal for a new library and community center. Earlier this week, Governor Tony Evers announced millions in grant funding for municipalities and tribal communities for various upgrades, including new libraries and expanded broadband access. Fall Creek received $4.25 million of the grant funding, which brings them over halfway to their $8 million goal. The new facility would feature the library, a community center, and village offices. Senator Tammy Baldwin made a visit to Fall Creek on Monday looking to connect with more rural voters. Senator Baldwin said it's important to connect with farmers around the state ahead of the election so she can learn more about the challenges they're facing and find solutions for the farm bill that benefit them. Specifically, Senator Baldwin noted that she wanted to increase funding for the Dairy Business Innovation Act and create more legislation to protect farmers who struggle during times of extreme weather, droughts, or flooding. The city of Eau Claire is putting out a call for more poll workers to ensure the November election runs as smoothly as possible. According to city officials, a number of the poll workers from previous elections have been retiring, but not enough younger poll workers have taken their place. The city is hoping to staff about 500 poll workers, but still needs to add between 50 and 100 to reach that goal. Officials worry that a lack of poll workers will lead to longer lines of voters and slow down the voter registration process. Dunn County transportation officials are placing an added emphasis on improving their roads in the proposed 2025 budget. According to a press release, their budget proposal aims to fix over 18 miles of roads in 2025, a more than 50% increase from the roughly 12 miles of road that were improved in 2024. The budget proposal calls for a total of $9 million of funding for county highways, about two-thirds of which would come from the county and the remaining funding from the State Department of Transportation. The city of Eau Claire held its first public meeting on their proposed operating budget for 2025 on Monday. The new budget proposal calls for a $190 million increase, which is about 6% higher than last year's budget. According to city officials, the larger budget is meant to help the city manage its rapid growth while maintaining quality of service, especially for infrastructure maintenance. The city council is expected to continue fine-tuning the budget proposal and adopt the final version in November. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has confirmed three cases of epizootic hemorrhagic disease in the western region of the state. According to a press release, one deer in Chippewa County and two deer in Jackson County have tested positive for the virus behind EHD. Officials say the disease was detected thanks to residents who reported healthy-looking deer that had died on their properties. The virus can be spread to deer by midges, but does not affect humans even if they come into contact with an infected deer. The village of Cadott is among the municipalities that will receive grant funding for library improvements. On Monday, Governor Tony Evers announced that Cadott would receive a $3.7 million grant for a new public library. The funding will be provided through the Department of Administration's Flexible Facilities Program. Construction of the new public library is planned just off Highway 27 between the elementary school and historical society. The current library is nearly 100 years old and is not ADA accessible. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers installing the game plan for their matchup Sunday against the Cardinals at Lambeau Field. Quarterback Jordan Love has already thrown five interceptions this season, but says he knows he can do better.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things you just got to be smart with the ball. You know, you look at last week and we're down, we're trying to make plays. So you're trying to force the ball and things like that. But it just comes down to being smart with the ball, and I got to do a better job with that.
NBA Bucks head coach Doc Rivers says they may have dodged a bullet. New guard Gary Trent Jr., signed from the Raptors, did not need an MRI after suffering a hyperextended elbow against the Pistons. Rivers says he may even be able to play tomorrow night when the Bucks host the Lakers. College basketball, Greg Gard says he's been impressed this summer by sophomore guard John Blackwell, saying he kind of reminds him of former Badger Johnny Davis, who's now in the NBA.
Came back in June. I felt he knew he was the best player on the floor. He wanted to dominate. It's just a competitive mindset to be the best on the floor.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you haven't seen Wolverine and Deadpool yet, you're in luck. It's still in theaters. The film has taken in $633 million at the domestic box office, and it's been in theaters since early July. Showing some serious staying power, the Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman-led blockbuster came in seventh place this past weekend at the box office, still managing to pull in $1.5 million in its 11th week of release. That, folks, is what they call having box office legs. In interesting business model news, who doesn't love to be freaked out by their accommodations when traveling? That said, soon you can make your worst nightmares come true by staying at the house that was the setting for the 1982 film Poltergeist. The Simi Valley, California house just sold to a man hoping to not only turn it into an Airbnb, but replicate the movie set where a young girl got sucked into the TV set. Luckily, that is more unlikely to happen nowadays with the much less poltergeist-friendly flat-screen TVs. If you're sort of in the dumps about recent Star Wars shows not lasting so long, don't feel sorry for the franchise. The brand is as profitable as ever. The Hollywood Reporter says the studio made $1 billion from merchandising in 2023 alone. In a stroke of genius, Star Wars creator George Lucas negotiated for the rights to merchandise. The studios thought he was crazy and agreed. Lucas sold the rights back to Disney a few years ago for $4 billion. It's just that simple. All he had to do was create a profitable movie franchise. Word on the street is that actor Fart Smith and star of Independence Day, Will Smith, and Michael Bay, director of the first Bad Boys with Smith, are teaming up for a new action film for Netflix called Fast and Loose. Smith recently made headlines for having the worst smelling gas in the Western Hemisphere. Director Barry Sonnenfeld claimed that on the original Men in Black, Will ripped a doozy that closed down the set until the stench subsided a week ago Tuesday. Despite being married to the star of Sex and the City, Mr. Sarah Jessica Parker, Matthew Broderick, says there are guest roles he had no problem turning down when offered so the two could work together. One role in particular the actor turned down was that of a premature, sort of sounds like miscalculator. Hey, that actually kind of makes sense. The New York Post reports that Parker says the couple doesn't work together because why would they? stating a desire to keep their personal and professional lives separate. It's official. Taylor Swift is the richest female musician in the world. To be honest, I couldn't believe she wasn't already. Forbes reports that the 34-year-old megastar has a net worth of $1.6 billion. That's impressive enough, but she officially became a billionaire just last fall, so the cash is still rolling in. Swift surpassed the former richest female musician, Rihanna, who has a net worth of a measly $1.4 billion. Sounds like Taylor can officially stop waitressing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be sunny and warm here for a few more days, but fall temperatures are going to return by the weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the low to mid-70s here this afternoon. Tonight, clear, mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 70s. We'll be back in the 60s by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.fm or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.